Hello, hello, Malcolm here. It is Friday, the 6th of November, 2020, and this is the podcast version of my newsletter, episode 68. And today's topic, He Who Kneels Rules. He Who Kneels Rules. Well, Trump or Biden? As I record, this is not clear who has won. And indeed, whoever prevails may find victory a poisoned chalice. Don't worry, no politics here. But the events have made me reflect on the nature of ambition. Am I as pure-hearted in my ambitions as I would like to think? Are you? See, Christians face a tricky but creative dilemma. We are magnificent. And we are deeply flawed. How do we handle this dichotomy? Let's find out if Psalm 8 might help us here. See, David begins by reflecting on God's glory as evidenced, displayed in his creation. Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. And then he asks a very relevant question. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? Why should we consider ourselves worthy of God's attention when we've made such a mess of all that he so gloriously created? And yet, the psalmist goes on to say, you have made them, that's you and me, you have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. Us? Really us? Us who damage the planet and oppress the poor and the marginalized, those who God loves. We are crowned with glory and honor. Why would God do this? What role could God possibly give us on this earth, considering our indisputable lack of suitability for any significant responsibility? What does he say in verse 6? You made them rulers. Now, that's a word, my word. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. All flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. We are rulers. Surely God has got that wrong. I'm not fit to be a ruler, and I doubt you are either. And yet, God chooses to make it so. And indeed, the psalmist celebrates the fact, because right after he's talked about this role that we've been given as rulers, he says, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So he's bookending the psalm there, beginning with the glory of God, the majestic name of God because of his creation, and then ending with the celebration of the majestic name of God, recognizing that what he has done in all of that creation and giving us rulership over creation is something to be celebrated. God, aren't you awesome that you've done this? It might be easier to say, God, are you sure you were in your right mind when you did this? But the psalmist says, no, this is right. God is demonstrated to be majestic because of what he has made and who he has given it to. God is majestic in his creative powers, and he is majestic in his trust in imperfect human beings. You and I are magnificent and messed up. And God knows this. And he exercises great patience and extraordinary grace in allowing us to rule his creation. We have significance and we have responsibility. God relates to us as beings he can trust. As Pete Gregg said in his Lectio 365 devotional recently, Psalm 8 is our protection against insignificance and arrogance. I love that phrase. phrase there, that sentence. Psalm 8 is our protection against insignificance and arrogance. Now, I would love to walk my discipleship as someone who is significant and humble. I wish for that. I hope for that. And for you as well. How do we avoid this trap of insignificance? We are significant. And how do we avoid the trap of arrogance? The opposite of arrogance is humility. The opposite of insignificance is significance. God has made us significant. He's given us rulership over this earth and all that's in it. But also we're called to be humble because we know that it's a gift. All this has been given to us as a gift, and it's because of the grace and the mercy and the patience of God, not because we deserve it. How wonderful. How wonderful and how freeing it is to realize that we are significant and that we can be humble and that God has gifted this to us. If you want to be someone who's more confident of your significance, your magnificence, and more able to call yourself humble. That's not quite right, is it? I don't think we need to call ourselves humble, but the more to be confident that you are striving for humility at least, then I think meditative prayer on Psalm 8 looks like it could help. How about taking some time over the weekend or when you hear this recording to read through Psalm 8, pray through Psalm 8, phrase by phrase, word by word perhaps, and meditate on his meaning and accept, by faith, accept that although you're messed up, you're also magnificent, and God sees fit to trust you to be the ruler over what he has made. If we kneel, we are fit to rule. He who kneels, rules. Whether my leaders or your leaders kneel or not in humility before God, I can do so. You can do so. And as we kneel to become fit to rule this creation, then also we can kneel and pray for those who we would hope would do the same. So whoever wins in America, Trump or Biden, or whoever's in power in your country, wherever you're listening to this from, or whoever has significant influence over you, pray for them. Get on your knees and pray for them, and pray that then they might also get on their knees, and then this world could be ruled by us imperfect human beings more in accordance with the grace and love of God. So let me ask you one question before I go on to talk about what's on the website. What helps you to blend healthy soberness of your limitations with celebratory acceptance of your magnificence? Let me just repeat that. What helps you to blend healthy soberness of your limitations with celebratory acceptance of your magnificence? So I'd love to know what helps, and I'm sure everybody else who listens to these would love to know. So if you can leave a comment wherever you hear or see this, wherever you get it, on my website, on the Facebook, where I post on Facebook, or on the podcast feed, if you could leave a note, just one line of something that helps you, a prayer, a thought, a scripture, what helps you? Right, what's been going on my website this week? What have I got? 4 posts up this last few days. Firstly, Tuesday Teaching Tips. This week is called Use Tactical Silence. That's part 3 of a 5-part series of speaking tips. This latest one is about how to use pauses in your lessons. As for what we are reading, it's episode 47 this week, and it's about marvelous magazines and about the magazines that I read and why I read them and what I get out of them. And I'd like to know, which magazines do you read and why do you read them and how does it help you? Quiet Time Coaching this week is episode 250, and it's how to ask God. It's about intercession. So this is about how to intercede for other people and other situations in prayer. We talked last week about petition, that's prayers for ourselves. This week, intercession, praying for other people and other situations. I also wrote a short blog about the situation to do with governments and praying for kings and all those in authority based on 1 Timothy 2. So you might like to read that. There's a few thoughts there also from Jeremiah. A blog just on praying for our rulers, and especially the ones we don't like. What about the week ahead? Well, I have some things planned in my week, and if you'd like to pray for me, I would be truly grateful. And there are days when I just know people have been praying for me, and in fact, I rather feel that today, funnily enough. So here are some of my plans for the next few days that you could include in your prayers, if you wouldn't mind. You can intercede for me. Firstly, I'm preaching on this Sunday for the Watford Church of Christ. That's Sunday the 8th of November. We're talking about remembrance. It's Remembrance Sunday here. So we'll be talking about that, looking at Hebrews 11, Hebrews 12, about remembering those of the past who set examples of faith for us, and then setting our eyes on Jesus to help us move forward. It's about healthy remembering. This coming Tuesday teaching tip will be the fourth in the current series, and this one is on be confidently vulnerable. I like putting those two things together, confidently vulnerable. The next What We're Reading episode, I haven't actually decided what it'll be on yet. I have a number of books which I have finished, and I'm writing up notes, so I haven't decided yet, but it could be on a number of different books, or it might be about newsletters, which newsletters I read, or possibly podcasts, so that's coming up soon. The seventh Quiet Time Coaching episode in the current series, based on Pete Gregg's book, How to Pray, will be looking at disappointment in prayer. How do we handle it when our prayers are not answered? I'm also working on a teaching series for January and February next year on the character of Abraham and those connected with him in the scriptures. That's for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, though we'll also use some of the material in Watford and other places. Very excited about that. I think Abraham and all that, Genesis 12 to Genesis 22, 23, around there, 24, fascinating part of the scripture, so that's coming up. I'm beginning to plan the Christmas services for the Watford and Thames Valley Churches of Christ, so if you know what you're doing at Christmas in terms of carol services online, I'd love to know, because I would like to imitate your ideas, so that would be very helpful. And I'm also investigating a master's program, or several master's programs, in the field of theology, with the aim of starting to study in 2021. I'll share more about the reasons for that in another podcast, not today. But I would ask you to pray for me to have wisdom and discernment as to which kind of master's program to study. I'm pretty set on it. I think I will be doing it starting next year. But which master's? Where to study it? At London School of Theology, where I studied before, somewhere else? Whether to focus it on one topic or another? If you've got some thoughts on that, I'd be very interested, especially if you've studied a master's or perhaps even a PhD, which might give me some wisdom. You might be able to help me to understand the questions to ask or the things to consider before I decide. More on that another time. I think I must be mad. Everybody I've spoken to about doing a master's who's done it says it don't. However, I think I will. Well, He Who Kneels Rules is our topic, our title today, and I do pray that I myself would not be in love with ruling this world, but I would be in love with God and happy to take to my knees to understand better how to be someone who stewards this creation as best I can. And I pray the same for your good selves. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being with me. Any thoughts, give me a shout. Any questions, give me a shout. Anything you'd like me to blog about or do YouTube videos on, then do let me know. And I'll keep you in touch with developments as we go along. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great week ahead. And for now, take care and God bless.